Dr. Mbenga, first off, congratulations. What does this day signify for you that now finally you're getting to work as the superintendent?
Thank you. I'm really excited for this wonderful opportunity and just to see the vibes that I'm receiving from the community, leaders and members and the board. Super excited. And I cannot wait to see those babies in about 2 weeks.
You've been appointed as the superintendent for about 3 weeks now. In the time between now and then, what have you learned further about the city of Buffalo and just the district itself?
I learned some good stuff, city of good neighbors, and I've been really traveling throughout the city. I've been getting some good feedback, some good data about the district, why folks are so proud about the district, and some of the challenges that people have for the district. So we're going to address those, and that's why I'm really excited about my entry plan. The 100 days that I'm going to spend meeting with community leaders and meeting with everybody in the community. So we're going to come up with a robust plan how we're going to be able to move forward.
Your tenure starts officially tomorrow. Your 100 days, first 100 days officially starts then as well. What can you tell us about what's in store? I know you just said, you know, meeting with community leaders and other leaders in Buffalo, but what else are you focusing on?
You know, three things I'm going to do. I'm going to listen, I'm going to learn, and at the same time, I'm going to lead. Just for being here for a few weeks, there are some quick wins, some few adjustments that we're going to be able to make. I cannot wait to start revealing those plans at the August board meeting. And going from that point, I think we're going to be ready to open our schools. And I'm really excited about the things we're going to be able to do.
One of the things that you talked about when you were first appointed was learning from your predecessors, whether it be Dr. Tonja Williams or whoever was here before. What have you learned from that time and in conversations that will be helpful when you get started here?
Yeah, I look forward to meeting my predecessor, having good conversation, to see the things that she was able to do really well and there's some challenges that she had while she was here. I think with that, that's going to be really a starting point to know how we're going to move forward. I'll tell you what, I heard in the past, a few years ago, graduation rate was really low, in the 40s. So my predecessor did really great work to get our graduation rate where it is now. So I'm going to build up on that and be able to move our district forward.
What is arguably your biggest challenge that you have? You talked about some of the challenges. What is the biggest challenge that you have in your first 100 days and in your first year as superintendent?
I think it's too premature. I'm swearing in today. And starting today, I had some meetings with my committee or my cabinet. And I'm going to be in the process of really learning. I cannot tell you what are the challenges. I'm just new. This is my first day. If you ask me that question a week from now, I may have some good grasp of what is going on, but I'm really optimistic. That's what I'm going to let our parents know and our community to know. I'm really optimistic based on what I know. Looking at the data points online, I think we have some good things that we can put in place to be able to move forward.
You have essentially 2 weeks until the school year starts. I mean, what are some priorities that you have in the immediate future to get the school year up and running?
I think I met with my cabinet today. I was able to learn a lot of things. Within the next 2 weeks, I'll be able to meet with our school leaders, and I'm gonna share with them something that I don't want to reveal. My four pillars, how to move the district forward, and I don't want the media to get it first before I talk with my principals. I always use four pillars, how to be able to move a district forward. I think I can tell you the first one: we gotta raise the bar for all our students, and that's going to be my expectation with all our school leaders. And then from that point, whatever support they're gonna need, and I'll be able to offer it to them so that we'll be able to finish up really strong at the end of the year.
One of the challenges that you may face a little later on, I don't know how much thought you've given to this, but you're going to have the acting mayor, Chris Scanlon, in office right now, but by the end of the year, there's going to be a new mayor in office. How much have you thought about the transition of city leadership and just that sort of communication and cohesiveness with city government working with the district?
I just met with the current mayor. I know there are some other folks that are running for offices. I'm always open. I'm going to start building a relationship with whoever is going to be the next mayor, and then we're going to move forward.
What do you know about the current mayor and conversations you've had with him and just his direction, at least in his time still in office?
I cannot give too much detail, but a person with great personality was able to administer my swearing in today, and is willing to be able to support our school district. He said that is his strength. He always build that relationship with the school system and whatever capacity that he's going to be in, and I think I'm going to continue working with him.
Dr. Mbenga, how important is community engagement? I know you spoke about it in your address there, but what do you have any plan in your first 100 days?
I'll tell you what, research says that the teacher are number one factor to be able to move school forward, and then principals are number two. But community engagement come number three. We cannot do this work if parents are not engaged. We cannot do this work if community is not engaged. So that's going to be one of my key focus, to be able to go to the community, get everybody involved so that we can move our student forward.
And what's your message for parents, for teachers, administrators, as you get set to take your first day as superintendent?
I'll tell our parents to be excited. We get a new day at Buffalo Public School in the next 2 weeks. We're going to work really hard to make sure that we welcome our students, making sure that transportation and everything else is really smooth. And then to our educators, I look forward to meeting them before our student comes back, and I'm going to have a strong message for them. It's going to take all of us to be able to move the district forward.